You're listening to The Hudson River, a weekly half-hour program about the nature, culture, and beauty of one of America's great waterways. The Hudson River is produced at Vassar College and brought to you in cooperation with this radio station. I'm your host, Mark Breslov. Coming up on the Hudson River, we accompany a leg of the Great Hudson River Paddle, an annual kayak voyage from Albany to New York City. We talk to folk singers Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson about a traditional song, Hudson River Steamboat, and what it evokes. And we listen to what sounds like an orchestra warming up, but is in fact the creaking of boats at a marina at dawn. All this and more on the Hudson River.
One more river, and that's the River of Jordan. One more river, there's one more river to cross.
In 1998, Cindy Mangson and Ann Hills released an album on the Flying Fish label called Never Grow Up, featuring the song Hudson River Steamboat. On this week's Hudson River Culture segment, Mangson tells about the history of the song and the steamboat races it evokes. Mangson's husband Steve Gillette, guitarist and lead vocalist on Hudson River Steamboat, begins by telling how it was selected for the album.
Cindy came up with this one. It seemed like a great texture because it has all the like the steamboat whistles and the energy, the descriptive qualities of being a really fun song to sing and like a party game song, you know.
And it was nice to have a song that was from this region. Steve and I both have been on the Clearwater. You know, it was just very, very nice to have a song that we felt reflected something about the history of the place we live.
What do you know about the history of the song Hudson River Steamboat?
The Sing Out magazine has reprinted all their songs from their early issues, and it was in a very early issue. And the only thing it says is that it was sung by John and Lucy Allison. And we don't know who they are. But then I found it also in Alan Lomax's Folk Songs of North America, but he had picked it up from Sing Out. So he didn't know much about it either.
What does the song Hudson River Steamboat evoke?
Well, you know, in the Lomax book, he's got some notes about the early days of steamboating on the Hudson, and watching steamboat races was a big deal, apparently, and it was a Sunday activity so strong that preachers were upset that people weren't coming to church anymore because they were going out to watch the steamboat races. So it really gives you a picture of life on the Hudson, you know, in the 19th century.
Hudson River steamboat steaming up and down, New York to Albany or any river town. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to slacker, the captain and the first mate, they both chew tobacco. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to slacker, packet boat, towboat, and the double stacker. Choo-choo to Tarrytown, sprite and novel all around. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to backer. Shad boat, pickle boat, lying side by side, fisher folk and sailor men waiting for the tide. Rain cloud, storm cloud over yonder hill, thunder on the Dunderberg rumbles in the kill. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to slacker, pack a boat, tow boat, and the double stacker. Choo-choo to Tarrytown, spite and divel all around. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to backer. The Sedgwick was a-racing and she lost all hope, used up her steam on the big Calliope. But she hopped right along, she was hopping quick, all the way from Stony Point up to Papaloppin' Creek. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to slacker, packet boat, towboat, and the double stacker. New York to Albany, round out in Tivoli. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to backer.
The animals came two by two,
there's one more river to cross.
The elephant and the kangaroo, there's
one more river to cross. One more river, and that's the River of Jordan. One more river, there's one more river to cross. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to slacker, packet boat, towboat, and the double stacker. Choo-choo to Tarrytown, sprite and divel all around. Choo-choo to go ahead, choo-choo to backer. One more river, that's the River of Jordan. One more river, there's one more river to cross. One more river.
the Buddha and Dove Jack, one more river all around, one more river cross.
A much larger community of people are becoming waterborne, but in sea kayaks.
This is a four-man. I need four men on this.
In July 2002, we joined up with some 40 kayakers on the second Great Hudson River paddle as they came ashore at Norrie Point State Park. They were about halfway through a week-long journey from Albany to New York City, sponsored in part by the Hudson River Valley Greenway Communities Council. Chuck Newland, former director of economic development for the city of Albany, had an interesting reason for being among those greeting the paddlers at Norrie Point.
Would you mind telling us how old you are? Is that a fair question?
It's a fair question. I'm 76.
Are you the oldest fellow that made this trip, or?
I don't really know, but I suspect I suspect
eldest,
I am.
I should say.
Huh?
I should say the eldest, right? The eldest fellow.
Oh, hell, I'm old, man. I started off with Great Hudson River Paddle number one from Albany and proceeded apace down the river until we got down to Norrie Point, where we took out and set up camp and prepared to get ready for putting in the following morning. But when I woke up the following morning, which was around 5 o'clock, I looked at my watch, which was a fluorescent watch, and I couldn't see its face. And this, I assure you, is somewhat disconcerting, particularly when you had just recovered from some cataract eye surgery. So as much as I disliked having to make this kind of a decision, I thought it best to pull out of the trip and to hasten back to Albany to have that eye situation checked out. By that afternoon, I was with my ophthalmologist, who advised me that I had experienced some giant floaters and that, all things being equal, they should dissipate shortly, and by golly, that's just what they did. And so everything turned out fine, except that I had to discontinue the trip. And I'm here today, almost precisely 1 year hence, with the sole purpose of resuming where I left off.
Newland is among the many citizens and municipal and state officials who share a vision for a Hudson River water trail, a concept that would allow individuals and small groups to travel by canoe, kayak, or other similar human-powered craft on overnight journeys from a weekend to several weeks.
And so to the point where the state, the individuals concerned, can establish put-ins up and down the river so that people like myself can make this trip down to New York City or back, as the case may be, with appropriate places to camp would be marvelous. And we haven't achieved that yet, and that needs to be done. But what I would like to see is for the state to take the lead and to organize the various counties and towns up and down the river to cooperatively locate the sites that would be appropriate for this kind of a trail, the Hudson River Trail, and to work together so that the towns become a part of the project as well as the state.
Later, Al Mapes of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, perhaps foolishly, entrusted us with a wooden kayak he built. To get a taste of the journey, we then paddled alongside Ken Allen, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, the head guide and one of the state officials most involved in the planning of the Hudson River Water Trail.
What is the Great Hudson River Paddle?
The Great Hudson River Paddle was put together to raise an awareness for the Hudson River. It's a natural resource, it's the culture, it's the communities, and it's trying to bring all those together and let people know that it's available for their use. It's not just an international shipping channel, and it's not just a powerboater's recreational area, it's for everybody. we're trying to generate interest in the river. We're trying to show people the river is a resource as a water trail. Again, Governor Pataki had put up over $1 million in a grant to the Greenway to develop the water trail. And what we're trying to do is create access ways to the Hudson River, both sides of the river, both banks, approximately every 10 miles, and trying to provide access to the river, trying to provide camping on the river, trying to provide access to the communities for historic, cultural, and just regular business. People stopping into restaurants, B&Bs, inns, tackle shops, whatever the case may be. So this is a demonstration project. We're doing it in a much larger format. We have almost 40 paddlers going the entire length. They're going from Albany to Manhattan over 10 days. We start on June 28th, and today is July the 1st. And we will terminate in New York City, Hudson River Park, Pier 26, downtown Boathouse, on the 7th of July, Sunday.
Now, is this going to be happening again next year, as best you know? Or?
As best I know, as long as everything goes well, we are planning this to be an annual event.
And is it usually around the same time of year? Or?
So far, we have chosen the same time of year due to the tides. Everything's based upon Mother Nature here, so we're trying to time it both when we hope to get people on the river based upon being able to schedule vacation times, as well as the fact that the tides are running at times where we can enter the river at a certain time each morning and use the tide to our advantage coming down, because we're traveling an average of 16 to 17 miles a day. Our longest day is about 20 miles.
Now, this vision that you described of a series of resting places and camping spots about every 10 miles either side of the river, what's your sense of how long it will take and what it'll take for that vision to be achieved?
Well, it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some people power. Some sites are already designated. I believe there's almost 50 actually that have already been designated, and
wow,
some money actually has already been spent.
Uh-huh.
The key example so far is down just north of the city of Peekskill that I've been involved in for almost 2 years now, the Annsville Creek Paddle Sports Center, which is New York State's newest state park. It's a small 3-acre site, and it's designed for paddle sport use.
Is that across from the Camp Smith entrance?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's almost across from Camp Smith, right at the Annsville Circle.
Now, why not start north of the Troy Dam? I mean, I know the dam is an obstacle, and I don't know the river that well north of there, but
actually, I just paddled that section. We paddled it 2 weeks ago, preparing for this trip.
Uh-huh.
It's a very industrial area.
Right.
One. But that's not to say that it won't be part of the water trail in the future.
How much of the whole river is paddleable? Clearly, it's not paddleable from Lake Tear of the Clouds, but
yeah,
where?
That's a bit of a hike.
And I know the Hudson Canyon is can be treacherous, but I mean, what proportion of it percentage is paddleable in boats like these that we're in?
Well, in the sea kayak, which is designed to go over a long distance and to carry a certain amount of equipment, pretty much up to the Troy Dam, passed up through the canal system. We hope to actually join in with the Canal Corporation and have the barge canals as part of the water trail, or maybe a separate water trail that joins the Hudson River Water Trail at some point,
mm-hmm,
so that will be a continuous route.
And the Troy Dam, is possible to portage around it, and it's not that huge a portage?
Oh, there's a lock, actually. Yeah,
oh,
you go right through the lock
system.
Oh,
of course, okay.
Yeah,
so
it's wonderful. You pull right in, it's about a half an hour process, and it wasn't dangerous, it wasn't turbulent. But one must be prepared to run essentially a class 2, class 3 rip as they exit.
Now, is this great Hudson River paddle, I mean, this is a guided trip, and there's a fair amount of logistic support that happens with it. Is it, as of now, something that someone could do on their own if they were experienced enough?
There are certain preset campsites that are allowable through the Water Trail Association. It is difficult, though.
So there's, as of now, there are not enough landing spots.
That's right, and that's part of why we're putting together the water trail.
Optimally, you want something one every 10 miles? Is that how it
works?
That's
what we're aiming for. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, within a reasonable distance, we will also have camping and access to different towns where there will be food and supplies and maybe a little bit of cultural event, whether it be historic sites or what have you.